everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And make sure you share this podcast with somebody that you love in your life that could use more health and wellness tips to live a longer, healthier, happier life. Last week, we talked about frailty. So if you want to learn about what frailty is, ways that you can prevent becoming frail as you age, what those consequences are if you do not take action, and the good news is it's never too late to start. So go back and listen to last week's episode for more information on that. This week, we are going to be talking about manifestation. So, whether you're a skeptic or a believer, it's a very hot topic right now when it comes to manifestation. There's actually some real science behind it, so we'll get into telling you about what manifestation is, how to do it, and also just some fun facts about manifestation as well. So, you want to jump into that?
Yeah, so I would call myself a skeptic a little bit with manifestation because, you know, you see those commercials and everyone's like so into like manifesting what my goals are, and it can be silly, right? But with what we've talked about before in a previous episode, actually, it was, you know, brain. Our brain is our largest muscle in our body, and how we take care of our brain, including the thoughts that we feed our brain, does matter. So that's where the science comes in with manifestation. So manifestation really is the translation of an idea. So you have an idea, and then you're making it into something tangible, something that is actually that you can attain and receive. You do that by utilizing what's called the law of attraction. So that's the belief of those positive thoughts, which will give way to positive outcomes. So focusing on positives that happen on a day-to-day basis, having that goal set, and you'll see how just that refocus of our brain in our brain does actually start to manifest those positive things in life. They can be looking at small things. So I'm really happy that I woke up today. I'm really happy the sun is out today. I'm really happy I'm sitting next to my husband and we're able to have conversations and spend time together. So finding something throughout your day to be positive about, and then continuing to remind yourself why you're positive. I have this in my life. I have this in my life. So refocusing, reframing our brains to think in those positive ways helps within manifestation to attract that, the law of attraction, right? To attract the things that you do want in your life. So really that's what manifestation is. So how do we do it?
Before we jump into that, maybe talk a little bit more about the science since you're already on that with the laws of attraction. You know, while it might sound a bit mythical, there is actually some science behind it. One key element is the reticular activating system, also known as RAS, which is a network of neurons in the brain that filters information. So it basically focuses on what's important to us. When you set a clear intention and visualize your goals, your RAS helps you notice opportunities and resources that align with those desires and intentions that you've set. You mentioned the law of attraction, so great information there. Another key component when it comes to the science part of it is going to be the concept of neuroplasticity. That's the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections. So by consistently focusing on those positive thoughts and goals that you were just mentioning, you can rewire your brain to support your manifestation efforts and reach those goals.
Yeah, so it does take practice. So you do. It's a daily practice. So practicing of concentrating your thoughts, the energy, your emotions to bring something into actual being. So it goes from believing to reality, to a desire and desire to definition. So that's my desire. Here's the definition, right? So it does take, it is practice. And I think that was what was so hard for me to like, be like, yeah, I believe in manifestation, because you don't see it immediately, right? It's not like physically working out, because when you're physically working out, you feel it a lot of times. Where manifestation, you are working out, you're working out your brain, but you don't always see it immediately. Same with sometimes working out physically. You don't always see the results right away. And that's why a lot of times we quit on ourselves. So with same with manifestation, you can't give up. You have to like keep going and keep practicing this skill in order for you to actually manifest your dreams. So to make it work, you have to take a specific action to link our brain up with what the real world result will be, as well as thinking about it. So first, and you can do this right now if you would like, go get a piece of paper and something to write with, or open up a Google Doc and get ready to type. You're gonna write down the thing that you want to happen in your life. That's the first step. So think for a little bit, what is it that you want to happen in your life? And we're gonna physically write it down or type it out. After you have written that down, the second step is to read it silently to yourself. So you're gonna read what it is that you wrote down silently to yourself, and then read it again, but this time you're gonna read it out loud. And then after you have read it for the second time out loud, so reading it once, first silently, second time reading it out loud, the third time that you're reading what you just wrote, is you're now going to visualize it actually happening. And then after this step, you're gonna do it over and over and over and over again. And eventually what happens is our brain then is rewired, like my husband was saying, for that thing to happen in our lives. So for instance, say I want a new job, right? That's something, so I'm gonna write down the specific job that I want. I want to be a yoga instructor. So I'm gonna write down, I wanna be a yoga instructor and I will have my own business, and we'll have at least 20 people that come in weekly. So then I will read that to myself silently. I'll read it again out loud. And now my brain is visualizing it. So as I visualize, I'm visualizing those people coming in, the smiles that they have on their faces, the workout that we're doing. I'm visualizing and making my visualization very specific. How do I feel? Like I feel warm inside. I feel the energy that we are creating in the space for the yoga. So really visualizing these things, and then naturally our brain is going to start taking steps for that to happen in our lives. So I'm gonna go and get that certificate. I'm going to go, like it will naturally start to organize itself. Like my husband was saying, that's that science behind it. Our brains then start to rewire and it organizes itself to do those actions that are needed to manifest what we have written down. So doing this, you're taking a thought from your mind to page and you're making it a mantra that leads to activation and embedding in our brains. You wanna use all of your sensory organs as much as possible. So that physical writing it down, you're now hearing it as you say it out loud, you've read it. So embedding the visualization, what are some smells that might be in the space that you're creating? How do you feel? What maybe it's something to do with taste. So what are some of those tastes that you might have? So really embedding it into our brains and making it actually happen then. So once that is embedded, it activates the different parts of your brain, which refocuses our attention in our brain to start looking for possibilities within our environment to make what we wrote down happen. So that's when our executive control within the brain, so the thing that actually gets it done, right, starts to become in our subconscious. So we're not even thinking about what we need to do anymore. It's just happening because we've said it over and over and over enough that our brain now is making it happen for us. So that's kind of the gist of manifestation and how we can get it to work. I know my husband has more on...
Yeah, some great information there. So make sure you're going out there and setting that clear intention, as you mentioned, visualizing your goals, also taking actionable steps towards that, and really staying positive and patient. You got to trust the process and maintain a positive mindset. But you just don't have to take it from us. There's some famous people out there who have also talked about manifestation. One notable example is Oprah, who's often talked about the power of intention and visualization in her life. Another is Jim Carrey, who famously wrote himself a $10 million check for acting services rendered and put it in his wallet and carried it around until he achieved that goal, which I believed he got paid that amount of money during his filming of the movie The Mask. So there's some examples out there of others who have used manifestation in their lives to achieve their goals.
Yeah.
So that's about all we had for manifestation. So the magic and science of manifestation, whether you're looking to achieve personal goals, career success, as you mentioned, or simply a more positive outlook on life, go out, implement these routines into your life. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on everything and go out there and be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.